I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. It's leaf season and flu season here in Western North Carolina. And new numbers out show small clusters of the H3N2 strain are already starting to show up. Buncombe County Medical Director Dr. Jennifer Mullendore says the strain is a lot like the one that hit the U.S. last year, and we could be in for a rough season.
So flu season starts in October and can last as late as May. We know, based on what is circulating currently in the southern hemisphere, right? So they get it first and it comes around to us. It looks like it's going to be similar to last flu season. The main flu strain that's circulating is influenza A, H3N2. Thankfully, that is one of the strains that's contained within the flu vaccine this year. So it's important for people to get their flu vaccine.
We had a pretty rough season last year.
Yeah, last year in North Carolina, we had 219 people die from the flu, including 7 children. In Buncombe County, we had 13 deaths. All were adults. Most were 65 or older, and most of them lived in what we call congregate living settings, like nursing homes or assisted living facilities. We know when we see the H3N2 strain of flu, it tends to be a more severe season, especially for children and for older adults. And we don't really know, because we don't collect statistics on who gets vaccinated for flu, but the CDC has some estimates, and they said that last flu season, only about 59% of children got vaccinated and about 43% of adults were vaccinated against flu. And we know also that about 85% of the children who end up dying from flu in a normal season are unvaccinated. So it's a tragedy. To me, it's a preventable tragedy, most of these deaths. Anybody's at risk. Even young, healthy people can die. But the highest risk groups are children under 5, pregnant women, people 65 and older, and then those with chronic medical conditions, which, you know, ranges from asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, other chronic lung diseases, even obesity.
What are your thoughts about this flu season?
I mean, I think if it's the same strain that we're going to see, the H3N2 this year, it'll be similar to last year. We're gonna see it hit our elderly population hard. And I mean, I think that it's common for people to dismiss the flu and think, oh, you know, whatever, it's just a cold. But it's not. It's a serious illness. And like I said, it can take healthy people out. So very important for people to take it seriously and get vaccinated.
Thoughts about the nasal vaccine versus the injection for this year's flu season?
Yeah, so for the second year in a row, the nasal vaccine is not recommended. And the reason for that is they were able to look back at prior flu seasons and see that it actually was not effective at protecting children from the pandemic flu strain, the H1N1 strain. And because of that lack of protection, it's not recommended.
When is the best time to get the flu vaccine?
Now is the best time. So you want to get it before you start having flu in the community, so you're protected by the time you get exposed to it. Also, we're coming upon holiday season, right? So the recommendation is by the end of October, you should have your flu vaccine. It takes 2 weeks after you get the vaccine for your body to generate enough antibodies to protect yourself. So it's not necessarily helpful if you wait till it's in the community and you get the vaccine. You may still be exposed, not protected, and get sick. So I would say now's the time. It's also important for parents to know that if it's the first time your child is getting the flu vaccine, they need 2 doses, and those have to be at least 4 weeks apart. So if we're saying you need it by the end of October, those children should have already started because we're already in October, right? So if your child has not ever received the flu vaccine before, now is the time. Today is the day.
Let's talk about when is the earliest you can get that first flu vaccine, pregnant women, kind of the people that may question, should I get it?
So the flu vaccine is recommended for anyone 6 months of age and older. And so it's really important those children under 6 months are at the mercy of the rest of us. And so very important if you have any contact with young babies that you get vaccinated to help protect them. And pregnant women, definitely very important for them to get vaccinated. When you're pregnant, your immune system doesn't function as well, and it can be more devastating, more serious consequences. And then it's also a way for you to protect that baby once it's born.
The flu season, even though it affects so many people and can be deadly, people kind of go, I didn't get it last year. I didn't get the flu vaccine last year. I didn't get the flu, so not going to do it.
So my response when people will say that I, you know, I've never had the flu or I didn't get it last year and I didn't have my vaccine, so I'm not going to worry about it, is, well, you were lucky. You were fortunate. You never know who's going to cough in your face or touch that doorknob before you did. And I look at it as, you know, I wear my seatbelt every time I'm in a car, not just because the law makes me, but because I know that it's a way to prevent a serious injury. And I've never been in a major car accident, but I'm still going to wear my seatbelt. I'm still going to put my kid in his car seat. It's a preventive strategy. And it's sometimes hard to prove prevention, right? To me, it just makes sense.
So one of the things that people say is the flu vaccine gave me the flu.
The flu vaccine protects you against the flu. It does not cause flu. Again, because of the timing that it takes, right? It takes 2 weeks after you get it to be fully protected. And so if you've waited to get your flu vaccine until there's already flu in the community, and it takes 2 weeks, if you get exposed to the flu, you're still going to get sick, you know, during that time period until you're protected. And I would also say that it's impossible for the flu vaccine to cause flu because it's made of inactivated, killed parts of the virus. It's not Frankenstein. It can't come back to life. It's just not scientifically possible for that to happen.
Are there people who cannot get the flu vaccine, and what is the option for them?
So, like I said, children under 6 months of age can't get it, and so the option for them is for everyone around them to get the flu vaccine. There are very few people who can't get it, who have a medical reason that they can't get it, and those would be people who had a prior allergic reaction to the flu vaccine or components of the flu vaccine. In the past, there was concern about people with egg allergies because most flu vaccines are created out of eggs. But we for several years have had flu vaccine that is not made in eggs, that is made specifically for people who have severe egg allergies. So I would just say that there are very few people who cannot get the flu vaccine.
And then the effectiveness of the flu vaccine. If you got the flu vaccine in the right time, you got it now, and you still got a little something.
Yeah, so even if the flu vaccine isn't 100% effective at preventing the flu, those people who get vaccinated and get exposed to flu tend to have a much milder case and don't have the severe consequences of flu. And so, again, even if the flu vaccine is, you know, not 100% effective, I'm still going to take my chance and get it. It's going to protect me better than not getting the flu vaccine. By getting the flu vaccine now at the early part of the season, it's still going to last, the protection will last long enough to cover you the entire flu season.
Anything else I've left out about the flu vaccine or that you would like to add or about flu season?
So I would say that, so the flu vaccine is the number one way to protect yourself and those around you from the flu. But it's also really important to take other simple steps, washing your hands frequently, especially after you cough or sneeze or touch your, you know, face or eyes. Stay home if you're sick. Sometimes that can be hard depending on your work situation. But in an ideal world, you would isolate yourself at your home if you're sick so you're not spreading germs to others. And then just proper cough hygiene, covering your cough, and again, washing your hands afterwards. Flu vaccine is readily available. I mean, started seeing signs, I felt like, this year in August at local pharmacies and grocery stores. And so it's accessible. I would say if people have issues and concerns about paying for it, that's where the role of local health departments comes in. We will provide flu vaccine to anyone who wants it. And we have ways to help people who maybe don't have insurance coverage or the money to pay for it. So they can come see us. Our immunization clinic is at 53 South French Broad Avenue in downtown Asheville. And we're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We like people to get there before 4:30 so we can get everything done. We're there to answer questions. We're there to provide whatever vaccines people might need.